This is Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. We'll finish Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph 34a, the third section, that is the blue text. And the Gemara says as follows, Tana Rabbana, now rabbis have taught us, Molgan HaSarosh V'Saraglayim, you can scald, right, with hot water, the head and the feet. Right, that was a way for them to pluck the hairs off of the animals. Mahav V'Bin Osoba, or you can singe the hairs with fire. Aval ein toflin osam becharsis velo badama velo besid. But you can't use clay or dirt or like sid is almost like limestone, cementish kind of stuff. Because that is why that you would almost like waxing in this, but without wax, obviously. That you would do, and right, that would take the hair off, but that's way too much work for Yontif. We don't want to have too much tircha, too much work being done on Yontif. So you can take it off in a regular way, but not like a labor-intensively. You can't cut them with scissors because that looks like you're shearing, you know, which is a prohibited activity. You can't also trim vegetables with these special vegetable trim scissor. That also is prohibited. I've never seen a vegetable trim scissor, but let's assume that it existed back in the day. Right, so these are two different very bitter vegetables, which took a very long time to cook, so it took great effort. That you can do, you can expand great effort on the food itself that you're going to eat, but not with the, you know, hair removal, if you will. Masikin ve'ofin b'furni, mechamin chamin b'antichi, right? So you can cook in what is a very, very large oven, right? Almost what we call a commercial oven. And you can heat water in a, right, the antichi is a very big, like a huge pot or an urn or something like that. All right, so that, again, has some level of tircha, heat it up in time, etc. So that you're allowed to do. V'ein ofin b'funi chadash ha-shem ha-tipachet, but you can't use a new oven because it might burst. And so similarly, we're going to have another teaching in Tana Rabbanan. Again, we want to do something in a different way. We don't want to do it in a way that looks like it's a regular weekday. We don't want to do it in a way that has too much effort. And therefore, even though you're allowed to cook, so we change some of the methods. Tana Rabbanan. Ein novchin b'mafuach. You cannot flame the fires with a bellow. I actually had one growing up in the house. We had a real fireplace. Otherwise, you might be familiar with it from the Princess Bride. That's how they bring Wesley back to life. But you can use a tube and you can blow and just, you know, kind of move the fire that way, grow the fire. So you can't fix a skewer, you cannot sharpen it. Similarly, Tana Rabbanan, we learn as well, in Mifatines Akana Litzlot Bo Maliach. You cannot open, break apart a reed in order to roast something salted on it. But you can kind of wrap a walnut in a matlid, like a rag or a towel, right? And you can break it open there. You don't have to worry that maybe that rag is going to break. That we're not concerned, right? That we're not concerned with at all. We don't really care about the rag, etc. Mishnah. Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, right? Another thing that Rabbi Eliezer says, Omed Adam Al HaMukta, a person is allowed to stand over Mukta, stuff that is set aside, not designated for use. And we'll see what a person, when and what a person can do with that tomorrow. But this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.